Buenos días, señor presidente. Yo empiezo mi declaración por extendiendo las felicitaciones de nuestra delegación en verlo como presidente de la 16ª Conferencia de las Altas Partes Contratantes del Protocolo 5 sobre explosivos remanescentes de guerra. Quería asegurarlo de la cooperación plena y apoyo de mi delegación durante este encuentro. Mr. Chair, we commend efforts to improve the status and operation of Protocol 5, and we hope its membership will gradually increase towards universalization. Brazil places particular importance on prevention as a key part of the efforts to implement Protocol 5. This perspective encompasses the promotion of best practices and capacity-building measures upon request, besides exchanges of successful experiences. Brazil is not directly affected by explosive remnants of war. Notwithstanding that, cooperation and assistance are vital for the implementation of the protocol in all its aspects. Brazil will continue to consider requests for bilateral cooperation from ERW-affected states. With regard to safety and preventive measures, we understand that training, capacity building, and knowledge sharing are the best ways to manage risks of accidents at ammunition sites. In our view, these actions should be prioritized in our discussions. Mr. Chair, Brazil is committed to the promotion of Protocol 5 and its universalization. We welcome the Philippines as the new high contracting party to Protocol 5. Indeed, out of the 125 high contracting parties to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, 97 have now consented to be bound by the protocol. Nonetheless, 28 high contracting parties to the CCW are yet to ratify this important document, the first multilateral agreement to address the challenges of an exploded and abandoned ordnance. We share the perspective that the universality of the treaty could significantly reduce the number of civilians killed and injured during and after conflicts and mitigate the long-term socio-economic consequences of explosive remnants of war. Moreover, we appreciate the achievements within Protocol 5, especially the progress on the promotion and implementation of Articles 3 and 4, alongside with cooperation measures aimed at the rehabilitation of victims, risk reduction, and clearance of unexploded ordnance. Brazil stands ready to continue working with other high contracting parties to fulfill the purposes of this protocol, and I thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor embajador. Tiene la palabra.